Keach's Catechism, questions 11 through 20. Question 11. What are the decrees of God? The decrees of God are his eternal purpose according to the counsel of his will, whereby for his own glory he has foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. Question 12. How does God execute his decrees? Answer. God executes his decrees in the works of creation and providence. Question 13. What is the work of creation? Answer. The work of creation is God making all things of nothing by the word of his power in the space of 6 days, and all very good. Question 14. How did God create man? Answer. God created man, male and female, after his own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with dominion over the creatures. Question 15. What are God's works of providence? Answer. God's works of providence are his most holy, wise, and powerful in preserving and governing all his creatures and all their actions. Question 16. What special act of providence did God exercise towards man in the estate wherein he was created? Answer. When God had created man, he entered into a covenant of works with him, upon condition of perfect obedience, forbidding him to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, upon pain and death. Question 17. Did our first parents continue in the estate wherein they were created? Answer. Our first parents, being left to the freedom of their own will, fell from the estate wherein they were created by sinning against God. Question 18. What is sin? Answer. Sin is any want or conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. Question 19. What was the sin whereby our first parents fell from the estate wherein they were created? Answer. The sin whereby our first parents fell from the estate wherein they were created was their eating of the forbidden fruit. Question 20. Did all mankind fall in Adam's first transgression? Answer. The covenant being made with Adam, not only for himself, but for his posterity and all mankind, descending from him by ordinary generation, sinned in him and fell with him in his first transgression.